As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Well, you've had a busy week since we've talked to you last. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. It's gorgeous here today.
On the outside or the inside or both?
Well, just outside, because the inside's getting pretty gloomy. I'm telling you, if I get any more emails saying, oh, looks like we have a lot of challenges in county government, and so we're going to have to all of us work together to try to figure out what we're going to do about it.
Well, fill us all in for those who don't pay attention to the internet, maybe as religiously as I do. We know there's plenty of stuff going on. I believe the chamber talking about people talking about their paychecks being a little bit lighter because of the taxes that were put in. We've heard you've mentioned before that perhaps the jail and things over there aren't running as swimmingly as we hoped, and that's a whole other project that's going on as well. And it doesn't sound like everybody's happy with the commissioner's raise that was presented also. So we got a full 20 minutes here. Marty, take it away.
All right. The people with the jail, they've reached their limit of toleration. They are not going to be tolerating the county council and the county elected officials treating them like, as my dear friend Bill Finch used to say, we're tired of being treated like stepchildren. They saw others getting these big raises, and yet they were not addressed in the kind of, they had come to us and said they needed more than that in order to keep staffing, and they just simply couldn't keep staff there. Now, they talked to us before we went into budget work sessions, and they were told to go talk to the commissioners, and according to the email that was sent to me from the jail folks, it said the commissioners said that after some time had gone on that they were not going to do anything by changing any part of the contract. And so hindsight's always better. You always figure things out if you look back. But at that point, had they come back to us and said, look, we're not getting any help here, and can you, will you adjust our salaries? When we went into the budget workshops, I even asked, I said, so I thought there was going to be some kind of change, and the response was, well, this is what they turned in. We approved what they turned in. So, but they turned in what the council office sent to them, which was only put in a 5% raise. So that's, being good soldiers, that's what they did. But then when they find out that the elected officials were getting a whole lot more than 5%, and they're sitting there with not enough staff really to run that jail without everybody working overtime and missing vacation times, et cetera, they're not happy. Should I say, they are not happy. And one cannot fault them for that. Now, they were concerned that in my statement when I was speaking with the merit deputies, the sheriff's deputies, that I had indicated I wish we would have had this during budget workshops. But you see, they don't understand, and why should they have to, about when it is that they need to get in on the budget workshops.
Well,
they came and talked to us earlier.
And I think the other thing that's interesting here is the precedent that's being established. Well, why should we ask for 5%? We should ask for 25%, because that's what everybody, 20%, that's what everybody else is asking for. So we're not going to be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube, are we?
Well, no, and you cannot blame them, not for one second, for being discouraged, because these folks, it used to be that people, we didn't have that much trouble getting staff there, but we know that we've been having more and more trouble in this past year, but now it's now to the point of being crisis time at that jail, and we've got to do something, and we've got to do something seriously different in order to properly pay those folks. Now, what's being presented, I received an email, and they're some of the discussion from some council members, the liaisons there, is saying, well, maybe we could do have a discussion for emergency staffing incentives, for a hiring bonus, overtime rate bonus. But these folks want their salaries raised. The people who are already there and working there want to make more money. Now, if I looked at what their salaries were earlier today. It's hard to keep all these numbers in my head. But it certainly was not high. I mean, for an entry-level position there at the jail, I think you could make more money working at a fast food shop. It's ridiculous. So I think we have to address these concerns. And what I had presented was and what I've asked for, still don't have it. I discussed just briefly with the auditor when she was out of town in a meeting. I said, I want you to get in touch with me right away. Let's talk about ways that we can provide these the increase in pay for law enforcement. And I have not heard back from her, but I do know that she had a family member who was seriously ill, so I don't know. But I also ask our staff to put together information about the finances of taking everything out of that public safety tax except for law enforcement and the jail. Take everything else out of there.
What can be done now that the budget's been submitted?
Well, of course, we can just continue to adjust and adjust and adjust, but we can't adjust next year's budget. We can only adjust this year's budget.
Gotcha.
And then next year's budget, at the beginning of the year, we can adjust it because you cannot do an additional appropriation for salaries to carry over into another year. But that doesn't mean we cannot change the salary ordinance and then change the budgeted amount at the beginning of the year. There's ways that we can do this. Now, does that mean that there's just money sitting there that we can just do whatever we want to do? Well, no, at some point in time, some tough decisions will have to be made. And regrettably, we didn't make those tough decisions during the budget workshops because that's what you have to do. But when we look at, remember when I kept saying we need that three-year projection of where we're going to be? Well, because we know we have quite a bit of cash there, but that's not renewable cash, we have to look at what we project, what our renewable amounts will be every year that we would have a levy increase. And then if we truly want to support law enforcement, we can dedicate that growth in that levy, a large percentage of it for law enforcement to get them where they need to be. And that just means that you'd be spending down the cash that we have saved now to get them through until that levy growth catches up with it.
Yeah, it's not something you can do over and over again, correct?
No, but what you can do is you can
stop
look at
gap.
Our levy growth for every year should be X, because we're allowed
right.
to have so much levy growth on our property tax every year. And then you take a percentage of that and you say, how many years will it take us to get out to where we no longer have to start dipping into our cash savings to make up the difference? But that's going to take county council's decision to support law enforcement. Now, if you just want to defund the police, you're not going to want to support this. But if you want to support law and order and what we have to do, and that's our job as county council people to make sure we can't close the jail down. We can't say, oh, well, no one decided
well,
we want to show up for work today.
You can't do that. And you're going to have a bigger jail down the road as well. We know that's going to be an issue, which is going to house more people, which is going to have more employees and provide more services. So this is just something another piece of the puzzle we're going to have to see if it fits in.
Well, right. And clearly, our jail is not set up to do the kind of counseling and drug addiction programs and so forth that really could make a big difference. But as our jail commander said, that there's regional places now that is helpful to send some of the mental health folks there. But we need to also be a part of get this move through the system so that they are not just like bringing them in and let them right back out in 2 days just to create more havoc. And remember, it's not just havoc for the public, but it's also not good for that individual. They're never going to get better if their problem is drug addiction by just putting them back out on the street. That's just not even a kind thing to do. So this has to be something done with this, but the county council's job is for our employees to be paid fairly and a price that we're going to keep that jail open, because as Sam Crow said, look, we're 2-3 years away from having another jail. We have to figure out how we're going to staff the jail we have now.
There you go.
And it just has to happen.
Marty
it will
Hawk
be time for people to have to step up to what it is that they really are on the council to do. Now, I had a message from the council office that they're busy. They're putting together a council mission statement and figuring out what pictures to put on the web page. Now, this was right after I had been in there asking for this information, this financial information. And, you know, I understand they can chew gum and walk at the same time, but really, we need to be laser focused on what our job is. And so I'm hoping that will happen and sooner rather than later. Now, the other thing is that the city had sent out some information saying, well, in advance of this meeting, this November 9th meeting, do I have the right date?
Correct.
On November 9th meeting, that here's some things that they were thinking, and it looks like as if they're saying, oh, they just want to move forward with their own city-owned property, and that they think they could go ahead and, I guess, use the revenue that's coming in right now for that. And of course, in order to do that, they would have to have the approval of the Food and Beverage Tax Commission, and they'd have to have the approval of the innkeepers folks. And so my concern is if they would plan to move forward with a bond issue and have it backed up with general obligation bond, which is we've been told all the way along that's what would have to happen, well, I certainly want to make sure if that comes back to the county residents outside of the city, that the county has, that it be voted on by the elected body that people elect to make those decisions, because we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars having to do with bond issues. So I think that's a non-starter, what was sent out by the city, but I may be wrong, so we'll just find out. And then, of course, I know that there's a big pressure to move forward because there's concern that the state may very well come out with legislation that says, surprise me for it to say every county can have a food and beverage tax and every city can have a food and beverage tax. And it's up to them to decide what they want to use it for, as long as it's for a legal purpose. Or it may come out and say it's up to them to do it, but it can only be used for X, Y, and Z. The reason why I think that could be on the plate is simply because that's what they did with the income tax. When there was all these different kinds of income tax floating around and people having to go to the state and hat in hand and say, may we please have this kind of a tax or that? The state is now trying to make it so that, well, what's good for one county, be good for another county. If you're going to let them do it, let them do it. It's up to the local elected officials to decide. I don't know. I think that's what the local people who want this convention center to move quickly forward, they're not going to want that. And I get that.
Why are they not going to want that?
Well, I got me. because maybe then the city council would have to vote to put it in place for the city. Do they not think they have the votes for it to be put in place at the city?
Well, that's why I talk to you every Wednesday.
I don't know. And let me tell you, I've not seen anything in writing that says this is what the state is considering at all. It's just my theory that since that's what they did with the income tax and they want to change the rules on this, why wouldn't they just do it all the same way? I know there's
been general, you'd think you want more local control, wouldn't you?
Right. Right. I would think so. Now, if they put out something like that, I would not object to it. But I think that the way it is now, you know, the county put it in place, and almost all of the money goes to the city, and they're sitting on the money. And yet the city and the county cannot come together to decide how to move forward. The county wants it to be under a CIB. And it doesn't appear that that's what the city wants. Now, if it's a CIB, they're still not elected officials, but there's a whole lot more oversight there. And bonds have to be voted on, if I'm understanding it correctly, would still have to come back to be voted on by the elected official.
Yeah, so everybody's going to be on the record at some point, right?
Well, I would think so. I'm sure that all the lawyers are getting together to decide how this is all going to happen, and I will just sit there and be educated. And I'm looking forward to that. Today, one of the things that happened at the county commissioners meeting was a big step, and it took only about less than 5 minutes to get it done because they had talked about it in advance. We've talked about it, is that they had to put together a capital improvement plan for the economic development income tax, because you cannot spend any of that money that's already being collected right now out of your paycheck and everybody else's. No money can be spent out of there, or even a bond placed against that anticipated revenue coming from that until you had a capital improvement plan. And that capital improvement plan was put together and voted on today, and it was all strictly tied to this. Now, I don't think they said the jail. I think they said community justice plan. And at any rate, it is in order to pay back this bond having to do with the jail. And it would only just be the beginning. This is a huge undertaking. Now, every time the county spends money, it's money out of your pocket, every time. And so we need to show a whole lot of respect to the taxpayers because, you know, coming up November 10th is the day the tax is paid. And remember, with the elections on November 8th, that does not give people much time to get in that courthouse and get it done. So you may want to get it done in advance.
What is that word I'm looking for that they leave everything till the end? Those who
procrastinate.
There we go. Yes, we're trying to help you procrastinators. But you have all the rest of this week, and you have until the 10th, and you can also early vote all the rest of the work week until 6 p.m., Saturday 9 to 4, Monday 8 to noon. But Karen Wheeler told me, Marty, if you don't want to wait in line, Monday is probably not the place to be for you. So, again, we're trying to help the procrastinators here. We shouldn't spend all our time on the procrastinators, but we spend time on them, so they can't say nobody told you.
Right, and one of the things, and I did not mean to be procrastinating on this, is that there is going to be in place a community conversation supported by the Bloomington Chamber, and it is about the community justice reform.
Right.
So it'll be all having to do with this. It's Tuesday, November 15th at the Elks Lodge from 11:15 until 1 o'clock. And so Margie Rice, our former county attorney, will be there to speak on that and others as well. And so we'll see what the outcome of that is. But it is not You know, at the end of the day, nothing is going to happen without money. And so that means that the county council has got to really laser focus on budgets and our job. And it's just very frustrating when we think about all these other things. So I'm hoping we can get that job done. I was delighted today at the county commissioners meeting to hear that there's this wonderful new playground equipment being put in out at Flatwoods Park. You know, that Flatwoods Park has been sets pretty low, and we've known for years when that was first put in there that that really was a low spot to have a park, but they're doing work on that to try to keep that water away from the area, and they're going to put in some wonderful playground equipment. It won't be ready until next spring for that special playground equipment, but it sounds like it's going to be wonderful. I wanted to end this on a happy note because there's a lot of great things that we do in county government, and I don't want to make it sound like as if that we're not getting our job done.
You're getting your job done. Your job's busy. A lot of things going on.
We've got a lot of things going on, but you know what? We have so much staff.
You guys should be full-time, too.
We have. You know what? We got a raise, too. I mean,
congratulations. Well, everybody gets one. Inflation. I hear all about it. David Hayes is going to tell me about it here in just a minute.
Oh, right. And I don't know whether they changed the interest rate
they
today
did.
Or
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
But they were supposed to.
Yep.
Now, what we've got to think about is, of course, I came from a construction background and a real estate background. So I know that those builders who got, you know, right in the middle of trying to get something finished up, maybe they had a buyer for it, they're trying to get something closed at the bank, it's not closed yet, interest rates go up. We don't know. You know, I can remember sitting there with all kinds of transactions in my drawer ready to close and interest rates jumping around and around. And right now it's really scary because the cost of supplies for those builders, there's a shortage on supply, and now the interest rates going up at the same time makes the cost of building that house higher and higher, less and less people able to buy that property. So we need to, as elected officials, understand what our builders are going through, what our people who are trying to sell their houses and people trying to find a home to move to, what's happening now, but then what might happen if this inflation jumps to the point of recession. Okay, there's my speech for the day, and can't wait to see what David Hayes has to say to fix me.